This is Roscoe, and I'm getting used to the idea. NEWFM 102.7. Ooh, that really brings back memories. And my friend and, colleague who is serving as producer of this particular show, Earl Bailey, had informed me earlier, reminisce a little bit, Roscoe. You know, remind him about this period and that period. And it's a little awkward for me because every time I ask myself a question about that time, about that period, I can't come up with answers. So, Earl, if you ask me some questions. I'm trying to find something very interesting about the past, okay?
Well, I know, Roscoe, that there was a moment in my life where I was riding around in a car listening to WNEW-FM at night, and Roscoe was on. And I forget the exact thing you did, but I know I looked at the radio and all of a sudden I realized, I want to do that. That's where I want to be.
Wow, I shouldn't have asked this.
Well, I think it was a time when you could really communicate on the airwaves.
Yes.
And get across some real heartfelt emotions. A little bit of politics, but the culture was the politics.
Absolutely.
Then.
Yeah. You know, you sound like you should have been really involved at that time because you're saying that the culture was the politics was about the heart of it. That's the essence of it.
Well, I was involved on, that was my college days, and that was growing up listening to Roscoe and Scott Muni.
Scott, that's right. Allison. Jonathan.
Jonathan Schwartz.
That's right, yeah.
Dave Herman.
Yeah, and then Dave, I always felt that when the station started, always felt the absence of Dave Herman. Always felt that he should have been a part of even the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
But when he came in, he melted in as though he had been there all the time. But what you just said it interests me so much. The culture was really the politics. And when that happens, I think the culture or that society can affect greater change then.
Yeah.
When the culture is the politics. And during that time, the influence of the Beatles, the influence of the Stones, the Doors, the Who, I'm thinking about their attitudes at that time. The fact that they were shaping and molding, and at that time people were saying, well, this is just a fad. This will have no effect on the future. And it is here right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
And we're all still out here, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Can you imagine my joy, though? You receive a lot of compliments about that particular period. Can you imagine my joy? And I remember Scott, Jonathan, Allison, expressing the same thing. It was a period that you were really aware. It wasn't a question of you saying, in the future, you'll wish you had done this. You were actually doing it then. The times made you do it.
Mm-hmm.
People would be waiting outside the studio when you left at night after a show just to say something nice to you, just to encourage you. I can think of occasions when you felt that you had simply done your evening's work and you were relaxing, leaving the studio, and you were wondering if you did the right thing or not. And you wanted a sort of a pat on the back, a little bit of encouragement. Mm-hmm. Invariably, you found that as you left the building itself, because someone was waiting downstairs to say something to you, you know?
Yeah.
Or Earl, it was a gift. And because I never believed so much in, no beginning to the beginning and no end to the end, and no past and no future, that everything is present. I haven't left that period. It's still zoom right here. And I find the same attitudes in people now as I did then.
See, what goes around comes around.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you don't have any more questions, this is a very brief interview.
Well, one more thing.
Yes.
You're still on the radio.
Yes.
In New York City.
Yes, I am.
On Say It For Us.
92 KTU.
Indeed, yes.
And that's quite an experience, too.
It must be.
Oh, it simply it broadens you, you know.
Uh-huh.
It broadens you.
Very highly rated station. A lot of people listen to it.
It is. It has more of a general appeal,
mm-hmm.
you know, than what I was doing earlier at NEWFM. The appeal is, I think, the appeal is in that station really reflects the feeling of the masses. Mm-hmm. And if you think about the growth in numbers of people in New York, having come to New York since that time, you can actually feel it, and you can feel the different philosophies that they're putting into the society through the music that we play at KTU.
I feel all kinds of music are beginning lyrically and emotionally to start to say something again. Mm-hmm. And maybe, like we said, what goes around comes around. Maybe the culture is becoming the politics again.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. It always happens that way. Uh-huh. And we feel that because we have our distractions, we have to work and survive and so forth, we feel that we create certain segments, you know, out of time. Mm-hmm. But we don't. We actually flow into it. We wake up one morning and, oh, that's familiar. You know, yes, the feeling and everything else. It is because we, as people, basically, thank God, remain the same. You know, we're consistent in our emotions and so forth. We might feel that, okay, there's a big crime wave going on in New York and other cities now. I don't think it's any different than any other time. I think it is rather that there are greater numbers of people, so therefore there's a greater prevalence of the negative attitude, mm-hmm. but there's also a greater prevalence of the positive attitude, too, because there are more people, you know?
Well, you permeate the positive attitude on the airwaves for us. You know, you always did, and you still are, and
people
here we are again.
People give it to us, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to share a little bit of the past, you know, with our audience right now. And if you listen closely to it, you'll say to yourself, well, that's not so much a part of the past. It's very much a part of the present. This is Roscoe, NEWFM. And thank you. For the devil, the Stones. Why, even women remain the same. The location geographically might be different. The New York woman, or the Canadian woman, or the Paris woman, or the San Francisco woman, or the LA woman. The Doors. NEWFM. This is Roscoe. Consistency, huh? The Doors, LA Woman. This is Roscoe, NEWFM 102.7. Back in the
Yo, world.
Why, it's Young Dano.
That's right.
What do you want?
We got to do another one of those promos.
Oh, another one of those promos.
That's right.
Well, what is it?
Finally Friday 3.
Where is it?
Live at the Bottom Line.
When?
Finally Friday, October the 29th.
Why?
Because we like you.
Who's doing this?
That's me, Dano, Ray Dariano,
he's
you.
He's a funny guy.
Earl.
Yes.
And surprise guests.
Uh-huh.
And? All those crazy listeners that want to leave home at the crack of dawn, gather in one room at the same time and see a radio show.
All in the same room at the same time?
At the Bottom Line.
Broadcasting live?
On the radio.
How do we do it?
I'm going to tell you how we do it
now.
Okay. What the listeners have to do is send us a postcard. Finally, Friday 3, care of NEWFM, 655 3rd Avenue, New York, New York, 10017. Then we send them back an invitation, which they present at the door, and then they can come in the room at the same time.
Sounds reasonable.
I think so.
When is it again?
It's Finally Friday, October the 29th. Be there. Or we'll smoke your hair. No, be there. Aloha.
What? Do you want me to use what we just recorded?
Yeah, let's use what we just recorded.
Real New Yorkers know where to go. The records, tapes, and audio. Real New Yorkers know. J&R Music World.
You want the largest selection of records and tapes, all at the lowest prices. That's J&R Music World. As for our prices, continuous discounts make them the best. For example, all 898 single albums are always $5.99. All 598 single albums are always $3.99. Now name your music. We've got it all in rock, jazz, big band, pop, classical. Got the idea? Best selection, best price. Where? Come on. J&R's at 23 Park Row, one block south of City Hall. We may be near the Brooklyn Bridge, but we'll never try to sell it to you.
I don't know how I'm going to pay for college. If I borrow the money, I'll be in debt till I'm 40.
If you'd like to start college with the money to pay for it, it could pay you to join the Army first. With the new Army College Fund, you can accumulate up to $15,200 for college in just 2 years, up to $20,100 in three. Ask your recruiter about the Army College Fund.
Because we need you in the Army.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
First Blood. Sylvester Stallone, the most explosive force in motion pictures today. Stallone, you've never seen him like this before.
Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Stallone has his own code of honor. And this time, he's fighting for his life. First Blood, starring Sylvester Stallone, from Orion Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
And you should know that that film is now playing at a flagship theater, which is located near you. And I'm Meg Griffin. It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. We now continue with Roscoe on your radio.
This is Roscoe, NEWFM.
With you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.
Buffalo, Springfield.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Buffalo, Springfield, for what it's worth. Go calmly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and the ignorant. They too have their story. It is still a beautiful world. Strive to be happy. Stones, mother, relatives, and all those concerned. Back in a moment, NEWFM.
New Jersey's Millicent Fenwick has a record of helping small business because she knows small business means jobs.
I was on the Small Business Committee. I'm enthusiastic about small business. That's where the growth is. That's where the hope is, the expansion, the innovation, the invention, the new jobs. In the Northeast, where we are, 100% of the net new jobs are in small business. And so we've got to do everything we can to encourage small business in every single way.
Millicent Fenwick for Senator, paid for by Fenwick for Senate.
It's Crazy Eddie's greatest home computer sale ever! And Crazy Eddie's going computer crazy with the absolute lowest prices anywhere and anything and everything in home computers. Atari, Texas Instruments, Commodore, even the new low-priced Timex Sinclair. Crazy Eddie's got them all! All the latest home computer software, too. Shop around, get the best prices you can find, then go to Crazy Eddie and he'll beat them! Nobody but nobody's prices can even come close during Crazy Eddie's greatest computer sale ever! And now there are 11 great locations. Manhattan, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Syosset, Paramus, East Brunswick, Union, Westchester, and Westbury. And don't forget, Crazy Eddie services and repairs everything he sells in his own professionally staffed factory-authorized service centers. It's Crazy Eddie's greatest computer sale ever. Now's the time to get the home computer and computer software you've always wanted, because Crazy Eddie's computer sale prices are insane.
Crazy Eddie's record of the week is Silk Electric, the new album from Diana Ross on RCA Records. It's available at Crazy Eddie Record and Tape Asylums for only $4.99 on the record or the cassette.
You know, you're only kidding yourself.
The supermarket express lane is almost as fast as 7-Eleven, isn't it?
Afraid not. Look, if the prices were the same, where would you shop?
Well, 7-Eleven.
Right.
But I save money at the supermarket, don't I?
Not on the kinds of things you're picking up today. And at 7-Eleven, there's something special in store for you. Right.
Oh, come on. How about pantyhose?
How about one of the best prices in town?
At 7-Eleven?
At 7-Eleven. Our 7 million customers every single day know why we're number one.
Freedom from the hassles plus super prices?
You got it.
Oh, and I like it.
You're gonna like the freedom.
Well, if you're needing milk and bread today, 7-Eleven's got you covered. 7-Eleven is completely competitively priced every day on milk and bread, and the low 7-Eleven price on half-gallon Barasini ice cream is only $1.89. So go on in and check out the low sale price on a dozen grade A large eggs, just 79 cents right now at participating 7-Elevens. All right, 26 after 9 o'clock.